It's time to talk retirement, brought to you by Evergreen Lifestyle, offering you a partnership for life. And quite a lot has changed at Evergreen since I last spoke to CEO Arthur Case, which wasn't all that long ago. Arthur, great to chat to you again. But before we get to tonight's subject, the tearaway growth of your business has necessitated a change in structure, I see. Tell me a little bit more about how you've responded to this exponential growth.
Hi, Michael. Well, great to be on your show again. Yes, Evergreen has now grown to the point where we can recognize two distinct businesses within the organization, and they are very different. So what we have done is we have formalized Evergreen Property Investments, which is the property development side of the business, and we have appointed a long-serving Evergreen person in the form of Kobus Biedeker to be the MD of that business. And his focus is absolutely to be able to deliver product to the market. And you know that we're growing at quite an exponential rate there, Michael. And then secondly, because of the importance of our promise to our purchasers, the lived experience, if you like, Evergreen Lifestyle Villages is a separate company. And we brought in a new MD, a guy called Gary Reed, who's joined us from Sogo Sun, where he managed large assets like the Palace of the Lost City in Sun City, very experienced hospitality man. And these two young men in their 40s are now driving the two sides of our business. So that's very exciting, and it speaks to the growth that we're experiencing. And as a consequence, we don't like tall structures at Evergreen, so I have stepped down as CEO. But remain a director on the holdings board, and I've been given a mandate to look outwards now and to work on building the brand in South Africa. So my role changes, the operating duties are now off my shoulders, and my focus is to tell the story of the brand that I've come to love.
So I now need to refer to you as the former CEO of Evergreen. Do you have a formal title? Are you going to be a brand or marketing guru or something?
Yes, we'll use the title brand marketing director. And that's, I say, my responsibilities are very much to talk about the brand and help us to grow it over the next 5 to 7 years.
Well, a smart decision because you've got Evergreen running through your blood. Your blood is Evergreen, Arthur. Every time I've spoken to you, you've spoken with such passion and clarity of thought and purpose about what you're doing. And what you're doing is continually innovating and disrupting the retirement village concept in South Africa, which, as we see boomers retiring, is evolving at quite a rapid rate. Gone are the staid sort of retirement estates of the past. And what we're seeing, and what we're going to talk about tonight, is this rise of multi-generational living. Now, what do you define as multi-generational living? It's not just not being able to get the kids out and failure to launch. It's something much deeper than that.
Yeah, Michael, it's not a new phenomenon. I mean, more than one generation of families have often lived in the same home. And you know, we've spoken in the past about the sandwich generation, where young adults have often had their teenage children and their parents living with them. So that's not a new phenomenon. But there is an increasing interest in seniors at retirement age moving into secure residential estates where they live among younger people who are active in the economy. And also retirement villages have begun to understand that certain people would prefer to be in a multi-generational environment. And so retirement villages are also starting to employ this concept in their own businesses.
How does one employ that concept in the traditional sense of a retirement village? Because one needs to now adapt a model that has given certain retirees the sort of conventional model of living with people of their own age and own interests. And now you're saying you're inviting perhaps a younger cohort into the street where they might play their music a little bit louder than the rest of the village. I mean, how do you respond to that from a practical point of view?
Yeah, Michael, I think that, you know, people have got different likes and dislikes and aspirations in terms of retirement. So the conventional retirement model, as you mentioned, where people of similar age and interest are going to live in community, will continue. And there are many who like that model, and at Evergreen we will continue to have villages like that where seniors can enjoy a comfortable retirement. But then there are also two other manifestations of retirement living, and we've actually been busy with both of them. The first one I'd call an integrated model, and that is where you have retirement units in an existing residential estate, a secure residential estate, and literally the homes are interspersed with young adult families who live on the estate. And we just call that the integrated model. In fact, this is something that we started many years ago at Evergreen at Lake Michelle, which is in Murtuk, a beautiful eco-estate with lots of young families living there. And interspersed in those homes, there are Evergreen retirement homes. And, you know, if you drove through the estate, you wouldn't be able to distinguish between the Evergreen resident and the village resident. So that model appeals to a lot of seniors who like the idea of, you know, kids playing in the streets and making a noise and riding their bicycles. So, you know, we'll be doing more of that. And then very recently, or quite recently, you know, with these large security estates being developed in South Africa, a lot of the developers have realized they're missing one of the elements in that estate because there really wasn't any retirement offering. And so we have started working with these developers to bring Evergreen into those retirement estates. So you can almost call it a village within a village type model. And it's very exciting, Michael. We are at the moment building a 640-unit village at Valdevie in Paarl, which is an awesome estate. You know, they, some time ago, Valdevie and Pearl Valley combined into a single asset. So it's got an awesome golf course. It's got amazing facilities, great security. And as I say, we're going to have a 650-unit retirement village there. So that's a village within a village. And it offers the retiree awesome value for money because they have access to all of the Evergreen retirement facilities, and they are going to be great. But you also have access to the facilities offered by the greater estate. So that was our first move towards the village within the village concept, and we're very excited about that. The homes are coming up the ground as speak. And then we've just recently transacted with the Satari estate close to Somerset West, and construction will start there very soon. Same concept of a retirement village within a residential estate. And we've got a number of those more in the pipeline. I predict that that's going to be a really successful model in the future.
And Arthur, in terms of demand for these integrated models of retirees living next to young adults, are you seeing a specific trend of which generation of retirees? I would imagine it's probably the boomers here that are more open to a far more integrated model.
Yes, I think so. I know on your previous show we spoke about the boomers, how they associate far more strongly with their children than they do with their parents. And in fact, they dubbed the phrase blurring down. You know, boomers are attracted to youth, to health, to exercise, to good living, to good eating, and all of those sorts of things. So these multi-generational estates are absolutely perfect for the boomers coming into the retirement market because, you know, while they're young and healthy and active, the estates offer so much in terms of facilities and activities and sport and recreation and all of these things. But at the same time, in the future, hopefully the distant future, you know that the care elements and all of those important aspects are there as well. So you can move in as a young retiree, if I can use that label, and you can stay there for the rest of your life because everything you're ever going to need in retirement will be in that estate.
There's a lot more that I want to talk about on this issue because the City of Cape Town last year, I think, amended some municipal bylaws to allow owners the automatic right to build a second dwelling on most properties in Cape Town. And obviously, the growing popularity in the Western Cape of the multi-generational living trend is a contributor to that decision. But there are important caveats and things to consider when you are living together in that way. Unfortunately, as I said, we have run out of time. So I look forward to picking up on this with you next week.
Fantastic, Michael. Thanks again.
Evergreen, former CEO, now head of brand and marketing, Arthur Case, talking about the rise of multi-generational living. And this week's retirement feature brought to you by Evergreen Lifestyle, offering you a partnership for life. Evergreen Lifestyle is the leading provider of retirement living in South Africa. They offer a range of healthcare solutions customized to the varied challenges of aging. Evergreen's healthcare facilities include the likes of active aging and fitness programs, home-based care, 24-hour emergency medical response, specialized frail care facilities, and healthcare centers run by trained, friendly staff. New homes are now on show. To book a viewing, call them on 087 808 7000 or email info@evergreenlifestyle.co.za. Evergreen Lifestyle, offering you a partnership for life.